and a success rate of over 90%.
It's time to turn your life around.
Lose that weight without overdoing it at the gym or starving yourself.
Call Advanced Medical Weight Loss RX right now at 618-219-1530.
That's 618-219-1530.
Most insurance plans are accepted.
And there's an affordable cash option, too.
Call now for a free consultation.
Learn how easy it is to safely lose those unneeded inches in a hurry.
Call Advanced Medical Weight Loss RX.
618-219-1530.
That's 618-219-1530.
618-219-1530.
That's 618-219-1530.
With approved health assessments, call for details. Limited time only. Results vary. New clients only. Not valid with other offers.
This is Larry Connors. After the storm, who's going to be there to help you pick up all the pieces? You don't have to do it alone. You can count on the roofing experts at John Beal Roofing. Our storm damage response team works around the clock during emergencies, providing tarps, making repairs, giving you peace of mind when you need it most. Protect your family. Protect your investment. Call John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Hello, Jay Randolph, suggesting you bring your hunger to Rib City. They're now in a new location just east of 270 in Manchester in the Colonnade Center. Their award-winning baby back ribs are remarkable. The whole menu offers you lots and lots of good food, believe me. Real barbecue, great ribs, and the wonderful desserts. Coconut cream pie is out of this world. Call 314-965-RIBS. Rib City, you won't want to miss it.
Walter Knoll for Walter Knoll Florists. Valentine's Day is coming up, and Walter Knoll Florists has the perfect gift to make Valentine's Day special. We have roses from $24.99 at all our stores, and our arranged long-stem roses come in a beautiful crystal vase at no charge. We can make your gift extra special. Just add hand-dipped chocolate strawberries. Valentine's Day is days away, so give us a call at 1-800-341-ROSE or come by one of our stores or click WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florist, your personal florist since 1883. That's WKF.com.
Love. Who do you love?
Not who.
What?
I love chocolate-covered strawberries. And I love sweet, juicy pineapples. And I love soft, squishy teddy bears. And not having to worry about Valentine's gifts. I love that. This Valentine's Day, Edible Arrangements has you covered with the things you love, for the people you love. And to make it even easier, we deliver. For this Valentine's Day, order online at ediblearrangements.com. Local, fresh, and hand-delivered.
Penyon's Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on his end.
Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
underwear.
Oh, you gotta have that.
We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the Abraham Lincoln's birthday edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by Ballast Dental Care. I don't know if you have a dentist, don't have a dentist, have one but can't stand him or her, whatever. Come on over, join me, and become a patient where I've been a patient for 43 years this year. Ballast Dental Care at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. We will give you, is it 43? Now hang on here, 1978. No, 42. 42 years this year.
Hey!
Want to make sure I get my facts straight. I don't want to become like Brian Williams. You know.
Oh, misremembering.
Yeah, exaggerating things. Well, let's go around the room and introduce a couple people to you at the control board. It's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are not currently satisfied with your financial advice, we would like you to call Mark and Jason, get an absolutely free second opinion. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez. Sorry, Hebe, I almost forgot your name. How can I do that? Hebe Jimenez in charge. This is an off day. Peon and I both fell asleep at the wheel a couple times. In charge of security, Bernice is in heaven.
Of course, it's fine, Dan.
Peon raves about Ballast Dental Care. He just started going there. He said they were the only dentist he's ever been to that extracted from deep down in his gum, beneath his teeth, what they believe was in there about 30 years, like a 30-year-old piece of, what was it?
Cheese.
Yeah,
cheese.
Not Peon, Rat Boy.
Yeah. Did I call him, what the heck is going on? Did I call him Peon?
Yeah,
stop the music. Stop the music. All right, stop the music.
You said Peon's been raving about
this. This is the fifth thing that's happened today. We missed the top of the hour news cue. A couple other weird things. You forgot. You were supposed to remind me of something.
I set a reminder.
And I told you I needed you as backup,
yes.
And it was very important, and you blew that deal.
Yes.
And I almost forgot it myself, which is why I needed backup. And now I call Rat Boy Peon. I need some time off.
And I want to thank you guys both for making me feel like
good.
The smartest guy. On the show.
It is so obvious. How long has it been since we all went away and went somewhere? Like 3 weeks?
Yeah. It's been like
we need some time
30
off.
Days.
Too long. Start the music.
This is crazy.
Okay, so Rat Boy, not Peon, had a piece of cheese removed, embedded down in his gum, sort of in between some teeth. And I might as well just now acknowledge somebody who never messes up, and that's these guys, Bruce Limperest and the All Boy Orchestra. Perfection.
That's what they are.
Yeah. I was asked last night about Bruce Limperest and the All Boy Orchestra and how long they've been on the show.
I'm sorry?
I was asked last night about Bruce Limperest and the All Boy Orchestra.
They've been on as long as we've been here.
As long as they've been here and longer.
Yes, I believe they were with us before.
At Kix, right?
You, Dan, you know bands come and go. But
oh, yeah.
These guys, same band members.
Yep.
All the players are the same.
Yeah.
Bruce, somehow or other.
Rock solid foundation there.
Yeah.
You bet it is. Way to go, Bruce. It's tough to do keeping a band together like that. We're brought to you by Ballast Dental Care. Peon, you don't go there, do you?
Our insurance,
Brian Williams. You don't go there, do you?
Our insurance right now does not include them.
I'd get new insurance.
Well,
oh, wait, you can't if you work here. That's
I would
right.
agree with that.
Well, isn't that a shame? I didn't know that. I don't have insurance through this joint. I have it through, this sounds pretty big, the Screen Actors Guild.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's right.
Ooh,
SAG. That's right.
Wow.
SAG. Which is what a lot of things are starting to do right about now, is SAG. Well, that is my dentist, and I got to tell you, if I found out that insurance didn't include them, I know you can go and pay a difference. It's like you pay 20% or something. I'd do it to stay there. I'm not changing dentists. After 42 years, Ballast Dental Care, that is where I go. That is where I intend to continue to go. They cannot stop doing what they're doing until I'm dead, because I can't even imagine starting that process of, oh no, now where do I go to a dentist? Started going there 42 years ago. This other stuff you hear from these other dental commercials, you know why they're on the air here? Because they heard Ballast Dental Care for the last 16 years. Ooh, we got to get on there and run commercials during that show. We're glad you're here. We're glad you're spending money with us. But guess what? This crowd, this AM and the PM crowd, they're Ballast Dental people. If they're not now, they will be. Every one of you listening, I predict at some point, if you haven't done it yet, you will end up going to Ballast Dental Care to the dentist, with few exceptions. The corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, Ballast Dental Care, ballastdentalcare.com. Does 50 Shades of Grey open this weekend?
I think so.
I will never understand certain things. I'll never understand why that stupid The Artist, black and white with no sound except the very end, why that movie was, I think, Academy Award the best movie of the year. I don't get it. I'll never understand why 50 Shades of Grey sold as many copies as it did. All the real professional journalists and writers say it wasn't very well written as books go, and it was about something that if you tried this stuff with most women, if you were dating a woman and you said, let's go downstairs to my dungeon and let me tie you up,
right,
they'd call the police. Yet, for some reason, millions and millions of women read this book, and now the movie is out. And folks, go read the reviews. They're consistent in that they all say this is a terrible movie. It's awful. But here's what they're warning the hardware stores to do, and that is stock up on extra duct tape and rope, because there's going to be a run on that stuff. Because I don't know, I guess women are going to go in there and buy it so their man can tape
it. Boy,
that
seemed exciting. Why don't we try that?
Yeah, let's try that. I promise you, if you try it at home, it won't be nearly as erotic or as exciting as you seem to think it was when you read that book, or maybe when you see the movie. That goes right in the category of things I don't get, because I don't get it. Supposed to remind all of you, I just talked to Jim Reese. He and his wife own Pistols Plus. A lot of the stuff has come in from the SHOT Show, new merchandise, AR-15s, things like that. We're not going to have a chance to do the outdoor segment today. And I know a lot of you are disappointed because you get a lot of your outdoor information from that outdoor segment.
I can tell you one thing, it's cold.
Well, okay, there's our report. Yes. There's our outdoor segment right there.
Cold outside and inside.
Yeah.
Of course it is. The forecast has been lifted from 0 to 4 degrees for the Saturday night. Pistols Plus, by the way, in Osage Beach. I know they said that last weekend, that was that warm weekend.
Yes.
Man, there were people all over the Lake of the Ozarks. I guess they're going to say, hey, it feels like spring. Let's pretend it's spring and go to the lake. So when you do go down, Pistols Plus, Osage Beach in the heart, right across from Staples. I do want to mention, because I forgot too, that Amini's will be at the Golf Expo in St. Charles, St. Charles Convention Center, starting, I believe, tomorrow.
Tomorrow, Friday, yeah.
What else? What else? What else? What else? What else?
Oh, I'm sure they have some Golden Tee games available at their. I love that game, Golden Tee.
Oh man,
golf.
I do too.
Yeah, that's fun.
But it's one of those things where when you overdo it, you can ruin your wrist and your hand from that ball.
You
got to kind of work up to a so that you're. Tendons or whatever, it's like building up any muscle, because I remember playing Golden Tee.
Because you really got it. I mean, to be good at it, you got to
really spin it.
Yes, you do.
And I remember a friend of mine introduced me to that game years ago. And it's one of those games where once you do it, you go, hey. And then you play for 3 hours and you get home that night and the next morning your hand is killing you.
Yes.
Let's see. New car technology, the Chicago Auto Show is going on, and they displayed a new SUV for the police departments. And one of the new features is, and I'm going to tell you right now, I think this is going to be an available feature pretty soon and should be on all cars. With all of this, I don't know how to put it, this unwarranted backlash toward the police recently, and those two cops in New York, somebody walked up and just, boom, popped them and killed them. They have technology now for the police in the new cars where if someone is walking up behind the car, this sensor camera senses it from enough of a distance that as they approach, the police car's windows all go up and the doors lock automatically.
Whoa.
How about that?
Oh, wow.
And that's a great, that's great for any woman or any person getting in a parking garage or starting a car in your driveway or in a parking lot or something. Yeah. Somebody's walking up, boom, closes you right up in there. Now they obviously can still break the window or shoot through the window, but at least you've got a little more of a chance if the doors are locked. They're not going to jump in and carjack. I think that's a great piece of technology. I cannot wait to get my hands on this book, and I think you'll all agree when I tell you it's It's out. Melissa Rivers has written a memoir about her mother. Oh man, I can't wait. Who would buy that? Because you know it's going to be, oh, I didn't know that Joan Rivers was that kind of mean person. It's going to be, oh, her mom and how great. And Melissa Rivers, I loved it when Joan Rivers died and they said they announced the death of Melissa Rivers' career, because that's actually what happened. So Melissa Rivers has a new book about her mother, and as Bill Clavin would say, nah, who cares? Now, this next thing is not fun at all, but I think it's worth sharing because it is so creepy. There's a guy down in Florida who's not in Florida anymore. He's in jail, but they did an interview with him. He is considered to be, to date, the most prolific, sickest collector of child pornography ever. When they raided his apartment, he lived in apartment 108, Wild Harbor Lane near Orlando, Florida. When they finally got a warrant and got in there, because they'd been tracking some movement online, he had over 1 million photographs of children. Whoa. As young as one.
Oh, man.
Being sexually abused. He's 52 years old, retired from the Navy. He was a communications specialist. They said he had transformed his desktop computer, his laptop, his electronic notebook, his phones. He had external hard drives with terabytes of just child porn. And they've tried to figure this guy out, and I don't know what to do with people like this. My tendency is to say, let's just take them somewhere and dump them altogether.
Really sick.
No, he's beyond sick.
Yeah.
And he said it's a compulsion that he cannot fight. And they actually, remember that joke we have about the kid who broke windows out with a slingshot?
Yeah.
It reminded me of that. They asked him about regrets. He's doing 20 years. And he said that what he did, quote, what I did is not worth the hassle or the penalty. It's taken away 20 years of my life. I can live without those images. And then they asked him, if you got out of here, do you think you would resume your activities of watching child porn? And his answer was, that would be nice. That was his answer.
That would be nice.
Which means yes. Now, he didn't just have child porn, and it was, I'm not even going to tell you what some of it was. It was so unbelievably disgusting. He sucked on pacifiers and drank his drinks from a sippy cup that little toddlers
used. Oh, yeah.
And he had little child's clothing in his apartment. And he dressed in weird little girl clothes, tutus and stuff. What kind of? How does somebody get to be this kind of a sick weirdo?
He needs to be in a straitjacket in an institution.
Here's how they described it, the authorities. It's a sexual deviance on a level that they have never seen before and cannot even begin to comprehend. When he was in the service, he earned 5 good conduct medals and 2 meritorious commendations, according to his military file.
Man, if those people in prison find out about all that.
Oh, no. That's in the article. They've had to move him a couple of times because they beat the hell out of him and almost killed him.
Yeah.
And he has said in the interview, his days are probably numbered, because guys in prison, they love to get their hands on little child molesters. Because, you know, you're not only are you not the toughest guy in the room when you're a child molester, you're far from it. He said that in 1987, a trip to the Philippines, that he had sexual encounters with female child prostitutes. And then he started buying and wearing young girls' clothing. And so they found a bunch of this junk. I saw some of the pictures of what was in his apartment. And his apartment was one of those hoarder's apartments, just junk and garbage. Yet his collection of child porn was so well organized and well labeled. It was the complete opposite of his other personality, because he was meticulous about the images. I don't need to. You just, folks, you need to know. These people are out there. I tell you that all the time. It's hard to even imagine who might be right down the street from you. Disney World and Florida, they have raised the prices now. They are now over $100 for the first time. Before tax, $105 per person for one day at the Magic Kingdom. That's not Epcot or the Hollywood Studios or Animal Kingdom. Those are $94 a day each. So let's take a family of four.
I can't believe that.
So you've got, for a family of four, to see all of the Disney World complex, you got $1,600 a day.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That is totally ridiculous.
And that's not your travel or your food.
And my daughter and some of her friends and then some of the moms are trying to plan a trip right now, a spring break trip, and they're thinking about going to Orlando and going to Disney World.
And I think a lot of people think that for $100, like, well, that's $100, that's not too bad. No, that's just the Magic Kingdom. There's a lot more to that whole complex. And they get on there and go, wait a minute, are you kidding me? It's how much to get in here?
And I like Universal much better than
I've been down there since our kids were little. So there's so much there now since it's kind of like people haven't been to Lake of the Ozarks for 15 years. They wouldn't even recognize it. Now, I wouldn't even recognize Disney World. It's a woman named Tess Christian and an article about her. She is 50 years old. She has not smiled. Now, this is not a disease or an affliction. This is by choice. She hasn't smiled or laughed for 40 years to avoid wrinkles. You got to be kidding me. And she said she had to actually work on a way to, I guess, psychologically almost hypnotize herself. If she felt the urge to laugh or smile, to fight it.
Well, she'd have to listen to the old folks station.
That would be a good way to do it. Yeah. Just all day. Dial that thing up all day long.
Yeah.
But she has not smiled or laughed for 40 years, and she says it has kept her younger. Who cares, man? How could you?
I'd
rather look old and laugh. Yeah, laughing's good for you.
Yeah.
And Kim Kardashian in the article has told reporters that she tries to avoid smiling and laughing because it causes wrinkles. And if you think about it, a few photos I've seen of that scant Kardashian, I don't see her laughing. It's sort of a little slight half Mona Lisa kind of smile. Matter of these people. Cold weather joke, time for it. Saturday night, they've raised it to 4 degrees. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
All right, you won't hear it again for a year. It's the coldest igloo joke. Now, this is the story of three Eskimos who are sitting around talking about how cold their igloos are. It's kind of a badge of honor to live in the coldest igloo you can live in. The colder, the better. And one of the Eskimos happens to mention, he goes, having the coldest igloo in the entire community. And one of the others goes, now hang on a second. How can you say that? How can you say your igloo is the coldest? He goes, well, I don't have to just say it. I'll prove it to you if you'd like. They go, yeah, we'd like it. So the other two follow him over to his igloo, and he gets inside, and he unzips his pants. And he proceeds to relieve himself. And as he does, his urine freezes into a yellow sickle that goes from his wiener all the way down to the ground, frozen solid. A yellow urine sickle. He says, that is a cold igloo when your urine can't even make it to the ground without freezing solid. That's a cold igloo. The second Eskimo says, well, that's a cold igloo, but I'm sorry, it's not the coldest igloo. I believe mine is the coldest. The other two say, okay, prove it. So they walk over to the second Eskimo's igloo, and he walks in, and on a hot plate, he has boiling water. I mean, thank you. Boiling. Wow. He grabs a mitt, like an oven mitt, wraps it around the handle of the pot, the glass pot, holds it over his head, and as he turns it upside down, the other two gasp. This guy is about to pour boiling water on his head. And they're yelling, don't do it, don't do it. And he goes, no, not so fast. You're in the coldest igloo in the entire community. And he turns it upside down. And as it falls, it freezes into a thick, solid icicle. What once was boiling water is a frozen boiling water sickle. Hanging from the pot, stopping 1 inch before his head. He said, that's a cold igloo for you. The third Eskimo says, well, not so fast. It's cold. But maybe not the coldest. I get it. Frozen urine, frozen boiling water. Maybe you need to take a little walk over to my igloo. So they go with him over to his igloo. He says, I'll show you a cold igloo. And he pulls back the sheets, the cover and then the top sheet on his bed. And on the bottom sheet is a brown stain. And they just look at each other confused. He goes, hang on. Walks over to a little wooden nightstand of a thing, pulls out a box of wooden kitchen matches, and he strikes one. He walks over, holds the flame down over the stain on the sheet, and cups his hands around the flame. And as the stain gets warm, they hear...
Oh, man. All right. We need to include the studio in that joke, too, with all the igloos. Here's Tim Weiland with traffic.
All right, Dan. They're working with a new crash on southbound 141 south of Grabois Bluffs. The right lane is blocked in each direction, and we've got a backup that goes to almost Highway 30. We've got another crash on Butler Hill east of Highway 55 on westbound 40 west of Timberlake Manor. Another accident on Clayton Road just west of Henry Road. Eastbound 270 stacking up McDonald through Highway 170. Southbound 170, you're jammed from Olive down through Highway 40. Eastbound 40 downtown, you're slowing Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. On southbound 270, a little slow between Page and Ledoux, again between the Clayton Road overpass down through Doherty Ferry. And eastbound 40 is also slowing now from Timberlake Manor up through Mason. This traffic report brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. You can now take your sleeping child's temperature with just a scan across the forehead. Pick one up at Walgreens or other fine retailers today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's kind of like happy hour.
In the middle of your workday.
Don't be afraid.
The John Carney Show with Kara Snead.
Weekdays at 1.
On the Big 550.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Buying a home and finding a real estate agent is probably the most important thing you will do. Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group, what should people look for in a real estate agent?
Number one, you should find a top-producing full-time agent. Did you know 20% of the agents sell about 80% of the houses in the St. Louis area? So the average agent sells less than 8 houses a year. Kathy Helbig Group sells over 100 houses a year.
You're not a typical real estate agent. You have a full group and a full team.
Exactly. It's a real estate business, so we have to be proficient at marketing, exposure, pricing, knowing our inventory, knowing the competition, and how to negotiate offers.
Kathy, if a buyer or a seller calls you today, what can you offer them?
A professional home designer on our staff will come in and give them an evaluation of their style and staging of their home prior to going on the market.
That's 17-year full-time producer, realtor, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. She's a real estate expert, and she's on KSDK Channel 5, and she's here with us on the Big 550 KTRS. KathyHelbigGroup.com, 314-726-SOLD, or KathyHelbigGroup.com.
Is the price of a hearing aid keeping you from hearing as clearly as you'd like? That's understandable. A traditional hearing aid can cost you $5,000 or more, and worse yet, it's not covered by Medicare. Fortunately, now there's ListenClear, a life-changing breakthrough that's a fraction of the cost of traditional hearing aids. ListenClear is precisely designed by top audio engineers and is completely adjustable, so you can find the perfect way to hear everything wherever you are. And right now, you can try ListenClear absolutely risk-free with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-400-3906. ListenClear is amazingly affordable, super lightweight, and practically invisible. So it's easy on your ear and your wallet. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-400-3906. That's 1-800-400-3906. 1-800-400-3906.
This is Steve Light.
And I'm Greg Gonzalez.
We're with the Retirement Income Consulting Group and host of the Retire Worry Free Show with Steve and Greg. Whether you live in St. Louis or 100 miles from St. Louis, when you get ready to retire, we're your go-to guys. You know, retiring is a huge step with huge concerns. We know you're concerned about health care. We know you're wondering how you're going to replace your paycheck. We know you're not exactly sure if you should start your Social Security at 62 or 66.
Are you signing up for the best pension option? What are you going to do with your 401k savings plan? We know what you're thinking. I hope I don't outlive my money. How do we know all this? Well, we know this because we work with people who are getting ready to retire every day. People just like you. And before they met with us, those were their concerns too.
So if you're planning to retire this year, call our office in the Chesterfield Valley at 636-530-9977 or visit our website at RICG411.com. It'll be the start to a worry-free retirement.
Securities offered through LPL, Financial Member, FINRA, SIPC.
When you're choosing a dentist, there are a few things that are important. One is you want a dentist that cares. Well, Bowen Dental Care is a family practice by a family that cares. You also want one-stop shopping, and at Bowen Dental Care, all of their work is done under one roof in Florissant. Bowen Dental Care has been serving the community for 40 plus years, and the practice has been handed down from generation to generation, all under one roof. Orthodontics, Invisalign, wisdom teeth, teeth whitening, root canals, oral surgery, and yes, dental implants, all under one roof. Bowen Dental Care in Florissant, right there at 270 and 170 and Dunn Road. For all of your dentist needs, you need a family dentist that cares. Insurance, no insurance, Bowen Dental Care will work with you. 314-921-3500. That's 314-921-3500 or BowenDentalCare.com.
Hi, welcome to AT&T.
Hi, can you tell us more about rollover data?
Yeah, what do we have to do?
Not a thing. If you're a mobile share value customer, your unused plan data automatically rolls over for 1 month. It's our way of saying thanks.
That's so wonderful.
You know, let's hug.
Oh, that's okay. We don't have to.
I think we do.
Yeah, I think we do. Let's bring it in. Oh, wow. And we're hugging. All three of us. Really hugging. Ooh, who smells like bacon?
Introducing AT&T Rollover Data. All mobile share value plans now come with rollover data on the network with the nation's strongest LTE signal. AT&T, mobilizing your world. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Available only with AT&T mobile share value plans. Rollover data automatically expires after 1 month or with any plan change. Other restrictions apply. Visit att.com/rollover data for details. Signal strength claim based only on average LTE signal strength for national carriers.
To reach their greatest potential on the field or on the court, Mizzou athletes need to be fueled by the right nutrition. And the same goes for the athlete within your dog. Whether striving to run that extra mile or learning to catch that flying disc, Purina Pro Plan offers fine-tuned, advanced nutrition to help your dog perform at his absolute best. Find Pro Plan today at a pet specialty retailer near you. Purina Pro Plan, nutrition that performs.
Hi, I'm Susanna Danforth, the owner of Breeze Blow Dry Bar, a blow-dry-only hair salon in the heart of Ladue. Forget the chocolate this Valentine's Day. Give her what she really wants, the gift of beautiful hair. She'll love a Breeze gift certificate, good for a beautiful, long-lasting blowout. Shampoo and champagne are always included in our beautiful, relaxing space. Breeze is just off Highway 40 on Clayton Road in Lester's Plaza in Ladue. Call us at 314-692-BLOW or purchase your printable gift certificate online at breezeblowdrybar.com.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Dr. Nick Barnes.
Tune in to the Maximized Living Show, Saturday at 5 p.m. and Sunday at 7 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the
So do you only get eczema on your heels? Because at the end it said feel the heel. So like you're touching your heel to see if you have eczema? So I guess that's what that means. You only get it on your heel. See, I listen closely.
You do?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I do. Let's go to Southern California and listen to what this guy has to say. His name is Mike Evans. He is, I guess you'd call him an entertainment reporter. And he's brought to you by, well, by Annie Gunn's restaurant in the Smokehouse Market. And I don't know what the best restaurant in St. Louis is, and I don't know that anybody does because it's subjective. You know, what some people might think is the best, somebody else might think another's the best. But I will tell you this, if you ask anybody, name the five best restaurants, I'll bet you if they have been to Annie Gunn's, they'll include that.
Annie Gunn's.
You cannot do that, see? Because, like you say, you're ruining your report. You're ruining my commercial.
I'm saying Annie Gunn's because I love it.
Yeah, I saw a list today. I don't know what it was, but it was the top 10 restaurants in Missouri.
Uh-huh.
Annie Gunn's was on the list.
There you go. And right next door is the Great Smokehouse Market, and they're both in Chesterfield Valley on the eastern end of everything. Ladies and gentlemen, from Southern California, the Coachella Valley, here is Mike Evans.
That's right, homie.
Give it up.
Uh-oh, that sounds like you're having a bad day.
No, you know what?
Having a good day.
You know what?
Chicken butt, 5 cents a cut, dipped in grease. Want a piece?
My goodness.
Hello, and welcome to 1957.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. That's real good. I think that's still funny. Chicken butt, 5 cents a cut. So why? What's the deal? You feel great today? Maybe it's because of the wine.
I hit golf balls today.
Ooh, you are better.
I mean, I went to my club and just...
My club.
And I hit I hit about 15 balls. 9 wood. Nice, easy swings. No pain. I go, okay, that's fine. Came back, you know, did some errands, came back home, thought, okay, I'm just going to take it easy.
What kind of errands?
Went and got Bogey some treats.
Aren't you married? Did your wife do that? You're still.
I got her ass working, making money.
Whoa. There you go.
All right.
So I went
talking.
And got some treats for the bogey. I went to went to the bank, had to cash a check.
Yeah. That's all. We don't need to know every.
Yeah.
Every
went
errand.
To the bank, cashed a check. Went to the post office, picked up mail.
That's good. That's a good story.
Paco's question, name the name of the country. Hello. The country that considers themselves having the most beautiful women in the world actively push their young girls into pageants, even subsidizing butt lifts, nose jobs, breast implants as young as 14-year-olds.
And the government pays for it?
Yep.
Wow.
Brazil. Venezuela. France. Japan. Answer in just a minute. TV News NBC insiders tell me the chances of Brian Williams coming back after his 6-month suspension are
zero.
Slim and none. And you know that story. Slim just left town. Scoop is Bryant Gumbel.
No.
Might get called a Lester Holt rating.
No,
tank.
No, please, no.
I don't think I like Lester.
I do too.
I do too. I think he's great. And you know what? Every station I'm on this morning when I mentioned it, everybody says, I really like Lester Holt.
No, yeah. I think the public likes him. I think he's solid.
And he's a bass player.
Yeah, he's a regular player. Guy, and I think he's credible, and I think he'll keep the gig.
I think you're right. I really believe you're right. Tonight on Letterman, I hear Tom Hanks, who will be guesting in replacement of Williams. It's going to be interesting. Tom Hanks is Brian Williams' friend, but Tom Hanks, who made Saving Private Ryan and other military movies, really upset that Brian Williams took credit for that being in that helicopter that was shot down. Could be interesting to see what he has to say tonight.
Yep. Yep.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Yuck.
Is leaving. What?
Well,
what the hell? What's wrong with you, Ian?
Sometimes,
put down the pipe!
Sometimes it's a joke. It's done as a joke.
Yeah, sometimes it's a joke.
Rosie O'Donnell is leaving The View tomorrow, and the crew and cast shaking in the boots. They have no idea how she'll go out, but they think it could get ugly. When Justin Timberlake heard that Jon Stewart was leaving The Daily Show, Timberlake said he'd like to do a late-night TV talk show. You know, it's too much, too time-consuming for him to do that and he makes too much money in movies. But I think Justin Timberlake would be really good.
I think he would, too.
He's
funny.
Yeah. Odds and ends, neighbors Bobby Christina say that they regularly heard yelling, screaming, things being thrown, a lot of violence coming out of her house.
That does not sound like the Brown family.
No. Mm-hmm. Police are still investigating. Little surprise, very quietly, more and more Bill Cosby concerts are being canceled. Six in the last 2 weeks.
Well, that does not surprise me.
I was hoping the Democrat convention was this next year would be in Brooklyn. That's what I was hoping. I was going to go to Brooklyn and spend the week in New York. But it's in Philadelphia? I don't want to go to Philadelphia.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Look, when Obama had his last one, it was in Denver. It was almost the F word.
Oh.
I've had a lot of drink. I've had a lot of wine today.
Good thing you didn't do
Thanks
that.
Thanks for self-edit. Yeah.
It was killer, dude. All I did was I stayed with a friend downtown, and we got up early in the morning. I went to my Denver affiliate, did my shows, did a thing at my Denver affiliate, went and played 27 holes of golf, went back to his place at Lamar Square, if you know Denver, a great area downtown, showered, went across the street to Ruth Chris, and ate sitting outside, and made fun of Bill O'Reilly, and I told you about that run-in with John Kerry. And it was a week of golf and fun. I was really hoping I could do it in New York, but I could go to Brooklyn.
Sounds like hard work.
And the Republicans are going to Cleveland.
You're a hard worker, man.
I don't want to do that. You understand, don't you?
Sure.
Thank you. Whoopi Goldberg has an app that is designed to get smokers to quit smoking. You know, if you're listening to me out there, stop smoking. It's a nasty, filthy, vulgar habit that will kill you.
But don't stop because Whoopi said stop. Stop paying attention to Whoopi, too.
Yeah, well, she has this app that really helps you stop smoking. It's not obituary.com. It's nobituary.com. N-O-B-I-T-U-A-R-Y.com. Nobituary.com. Check it out. It might help some people, and I hope it does.
And finally.
And
finally.
No, I got more. Date in history, February 12th, 1999, Bill Clinton impeachment trial. I was there sitting in the front row. Happy birthday today, 1809, Abraham Lincoln, and finally.
Told you it was Lincoln's birthday. You guys didn't think I knew what I was talking about.
Name the name of the country that considers themselves having the most beautiful women, even subsidized nose jobs, butt lifts, and breast implants. Is it Brazil, Venezuela, France, or Japan?
I'll go Venezuela.
Japan.
I will also go Venezuela.
With 6 Miss World, 7 Miss Universe, 2 Miss Earths in the last 12 years, Venezuela!
Yeah. Dan, you and me.
Yep. Oh, yeah. We know our women.
You and I got it right, and Knucklehead, who was supposed to back me up on something today but fell asleep, did not get it right. That was Mike Evans, brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. I have 3 letters for you to remember. APG. APG. The way I remembered it in the beginning was all pain gone. That's a great way to remember it because that's what they're striving for, is to take away that pain you have that is just driving you insane in your neck, your shoulder, your knee, your back, your elbow, whatever. They have clinics in Illinois, they have one in Missouri, and they have a website that explains all the things I don't have time to explain. All I have time to tell you is that these are highly trained people. I've watched them work with patients. They are in the physical therapy and pain management business, and they're really good at it. Really good. So if you want to take one opinion when somebody told you, a doctor or whomever, that, and you didn't like the sound of it, how about maybe just checking in to the possibility that there's another way to go? And that way would be with Associated Physicians Group, physical therapy and pain management. They're very successful at what they do. The website I want you to go to is apgpain.com. Let me repeat it, apgpain.com. It's worth going just to read about what they do and where they do it. One last time, and please check it out when you're at the computer, just a little extra time, and you're sitting there in pain, then that would be the perfect time to go to apgpain.com.
Let's get a final quick check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Got a new crash now on southbound 141 at Milldale, and traffic is jammed back to Highway 64. The left lane is blocked there. Also, the westbound lanes of Clayton are shut down west of Iron Lantern. That's near Henry Road due to this crash with Rescue. They're also working with this crash. Well, they've cleared the crash on Highway 40 at Timberlake Manor. Another crash on eastbound 44, and it's just east of Lewis Road that had the left lane blocked there, but really not much of a backup. Also, southbound 141 at Fiedler Lane, they're working with a crash. Traffic is backing up to Gravois Bluffs. Southbound 170 is still a little bit slow from Ladue down through Highway 40, and eastbound 40 downtown, everything is thinned out there. And this report brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It's so accurate and easy to use, it's the number one choice of pediatricians. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Get yours at Target and other fine retailers today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Getting you up to date as you head to work.
McGraw in the morning.
Some say he's just a legend.
On the Big 550 KTRS.
Depend on it. Looking to try a new local restaurant?
Search Kuna Foods' new dining website, bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com. Like them on Facebook. That's bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com.
Take your shot at $1 million or other cash and prizes during the Million Dollar Deal every Friday in February from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. at Hollywood Casino St. Louis.
The Big 550 celebrates unsung Black American heroes, people you may not have heard of who helped make our way of life possible.
Hi, I'm Kelly Jackson. The next time you grab your toolbox, think of Jack John Arthur Johnson. He was the first African American heavyweight champion, then was charged with violating the Mann Act for dating and marrying white women and ended up in prison. While there in 1922, he invented a tool to help tighten loose fastening devices. He called it the wrench.
Stay tuned during February as we celebrate Black History Month on the Big 550 KTRS. You're listening to a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
I've cried a lot of tears about it and lost a lot of sleep. That's all I can say.
Are you looking for your tax refund? Well, a criminal may have already claimed it. The crime police fear may become an epidemic.
Only on Fox 2, you saw a plane that made an emergency landing in Franklin County. Tonight, the high-profile Missourian who was on that plane.
Soulard Mardi Gras parade-goers have more than just the cold to worry about this weekend, where police will have their focus all day long. Fox 2 News at 6 begins now.
But first at 6, tax season is barely underway, yet crooks are already stealing income tax refunds.
It's a crime local police.